This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on February the 22nd, 2007. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
I would like to convene the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, February 22nd, 2007. Good morning. Before we begin the items on our schedule today, I wanted to make an announcement. We have pending before us a request for an advisory opinion from Senator Obama's presidential campaign. We are attempting to respond to that on an expedited basis, and we anticipate having a draft answer to his request out on the public record today. And we are scheduling an open meeting for next Thursday, March 1st, to address that. The draft that will be made available today is designed to elicit public comments, which would be due in the normal course on the Wednesday before the meeting next Thursday, which would be next Wednesday at noon. And so it is. We continue to proceed in that matter in the belief that we will respond to it in significantly less than the statutory period. To provide an answer. Moving on to our agenda, the first item is the correction and approval of the minutes. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move approval of the minutes of an open meeting of the Federal Election Commission for Thursday, February 8, 2007, as set forth in agenda document 0709.
Very good. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, I'll call the question. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Madam Secretary, if you could record that the Vice Chairman's motion has been adopted by a vote of 5-0, with the Chairman, Vice Chairman, Commissioners Von Spakovsky, Weintraub, and Toner voting in the affirmative. Commissioner Walther could not attend today's meeting because of a personal matter. The second item on our agenda involves rulemaking priorities. This comes to us today on an agenda document prepared by myself with the assistance of the Regulations Committee of the FEC. And it sets forth what I think is an ambitious but achievable list of regulations that we hope to take on this year. The first, and I think most important of those, will be to implement changes as a result of congressional action in amending FECA. So far, there has been one such change involving the travel regulations, and it is possible that more will come. And so as we look at our regulatory agenda for the year ahead, certainly responding rapidly to changes to the statute that Congress made will be first and foremost on our agenda. Other comments? Commissioner Weintraub?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well, perhaps being a glutton for punishment, once again, I serve on the Regs Committee, which is actually my favorite committee. And I wanted to thank you, Mr. Chairman, for your leadership in helping us to set these rulemaking priorities. And I also wanted to thank everybody on the Regs Committee. I want to particularly thank Commissioner Von Spakovsky, who has recently joined the Regs Committee and with his usual energy and enthusiasm. And I know he's going to be a great asset to us as we go forward. And I also want to particularly thank Rosie Smith and her staff for their efforts so far and in the future. This is, as you have noted, Mr. Chairman, an ambitious agenda. There are 9 items on this agenda, and we are contemplating starting and finishing 9 rulemakings this year. I think that's a schedule that would make most regulatory agencies blanch. I think that there are not many agencies that would be willing to take on that ambitious an agenda. Now, true, some of these are smaller matters than others. Some of them we've already started on. But still, it's a lot of work to do, and I particularly appreciate the can-do attitude of the staff in saying, yeah, we can do this, and we will do it. And I think it's another piece of evidence that this is not the agency that it used to be. It is, in fact, a can-do agency. We have, as we just heard, we've adopted a program of issuing our AOs more rapidly. Our enforcement is proceeding at a pace that, you know, has never before been equaled by the agency, and our regulatory agenda, ever since I've been here, really hasn't ceased. And I think this is a very strong agenda. It will give us an opportunity to address a few issues that have been on our plate for a while, and we've been wanting to get to them, and unfortunately we had other issues that were just of higher priority, and we had to do those first. So we're going to be able to clear the decks on some issues that have been awaiting action, and we also have some new issues here. As I said, I think it's an aggressive agenda, and we should be proud of it, and I am proud of it, and I particularly appreciate the efforts of everybody. I know all the commissioners roll up their sleeves and get involved in all the rulemaking projects, and it's going to be another busy year, as it always is here at the FEC, and I would be happy at the appropriate time to move adoption of this document.
Thank you, Commissioner Weintraub. Other discussion? Commissioner Von Spakovsky.
I want to thank Commissioner Weintraub. She's great working with on the Regulations Committee. And I will say that a lot of thought went into coming up with this list. And while it may be aggressive, I think we did 7 rulemakings last year, and in the years since McCain-Feingold was passed, this agency, I think, has done more rulemakings in a short number of years than most agencies do in a decade. And I think that's a great compliment to the staff and also the commissioners that were here, and I've only been here for part of that. I understand we have to set priorities, and Mr. Chairman, I'm fully intending to support this document, but I am going to offer an amendment to it. I realize that this is probably going to fail because I've not been able to persuade my colleagues that we should add this to the list, but I believe it's important, at least for me, to get on the public record my support for another rulemaking. And the rulemaking I have in mind has to do with this. On July 20, 2004, the FEC received a petition for rulemaking requesting the Commission to revise its regulations on electioneering communications, quote, to provide a separate exception for the promotion of political documentary films. The reasons cited for that petition were the adverse impact on political debate and political expression as the country witnessed an explosion of political documentaries. On August 26, 2004, the Commission actually published a notice of availability seeking public comment on the petition to exempt advertisements for political documentary films, books, and plays. A year later, August 24, 2005, this Commission published a proposed rulemaking on electioneering communications, and that notice included a section specifically dealing with this issue and opening a rulemaking on this petition as part of the revision of the electioneering communications rules. However, when the Commission issued its final rules, which was just before I came on the agency, it was December 21st, 2005, the Commission stated on page 75-710 of the Federal Register, first of all, it summarized the fact that no one who had submitted comments opposed this exemption. But, and again I quote, the Commission has decided to defer any final decision regarding the proposed exemption for advertisements promoting films, books, and plays until after the Commission has completed all rulemakings required by the Shays District and Shays Appeal rulings. Accordingly, the Commission intends to address the issue presented in the petition for rulemaking in the near future. Now, when I got on the Commission in January 2005, we immediately began working on the last of those required rulemakings, and I'd say it's a great compliment that we got all of those done, I think, in May of last year. I think it's now time for the Commission to keep its promise that it made in this prior final rules and take up this exemption in 2007. If we don't do so, we won't be fulfilling the promise we made, and we'll be delaying consideration of what I think is a very important exemption. Almost all the work on this has already been done, from the filing of the notice of availability to the actual issuance of an NPRM. I don't think it would take a great deal of work to complete this. legal actions and investigations by a government law enforcement agency, and that's what we are, should not threaten the promotion of political documentaries or any other kind of book or play that expresses the political opinions of its authors. It doesn't matter how controversial they are or how much I or anyone else don't like them or disagree with their point of view. That's the type of political speech that, to me, is at the very heart of the First Amendment. And I think we have an obligation to ensure that those protections are recognized and not violated by this agency. I'm therefore making a motion to amend the list. This is agenda document 07-10, to add a new provision that we would complete our rulemaking in 2007 on advertisements for political documentary films, books, and plays, and any other similar form of expression. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Commissioner Von Spakovsky. Discussion on the motion. Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think the Commissioner Von Spakovsky raises an important issue, and the petition that came to us was submitted by Bob Bauer. I bet you didn't know this, but today is Bob Bauer's birthday. And
I did not know that.
I thought you might not, and I'm sure that he would consider – I don't even see anybody from Bauer's shop here today I'm sure that he would consider this a great birthday present if we were to adopt this amendment. I think that on balance, I'm going to support the document unamended only because, as I said, we've got 9 items on there already. It's already a pretty ambitious agenda, and I think that we've probably got a full plate as is.
Thank you. Further discussion? Comment? Okay. I'll call the question. Commissioner Von Spakovsky has moved the amendment of Agenda Document 07-10 to add an additional rulemaking on ads involving political documentaries, films, books, and plays. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed?
No.
Okay, Madam Secretary, I record Commissioner Von Spakovsky voting in favor. I'm not sure where Commissioner Toner voted.
With you?
Okay, I'm sorry. So Commissioner Von Spakovsky's motion fails by a vote of 3-1, with Commissioner Von Spakovsky voting in favor and Commissioners Toner, Vice Chairman Mason, the Chairman, and Commissioner Weintraub voting against. I'm sorry. 4-1. Miscounted there.
Take that extra vote.
That's a bad sign, huh? Further discussion or Vice Chairman Mason.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am not going to offer a motion. I just wanted to note, somewhat along the same lines as Commissioner Von Spakovsky, that in my ideal world, we would take up and grapple with Part 100.22B of our regulations on express advocacy. I'm not going to offer a motion because that issue is involved in various pieces of litigation that we have. And I don't want anyone to misunderstand anything that I would say or any motion that I might make or any resulting vote in terms of where the commission is, because that regulation is on our books. It's valid. We're following it. It is, like many of our regulations, less than perfect. It's one that I at least would prefer to try to take a run at, and so I didn't want to have the general discussion pass without noting that if I were king of the FEC, that would also be on the list.
And next year you will be. Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. What the heck? Since everybody's, you know, putting their wish list out there, I'll just mention that for a long time I've wanted to tackle bundling and see if we could redo our regulations to require better disclosure of bundling activity. But again, you know, it's we do what we can do. I think we've got an ambitious and very respectable agenda here, and I am content and pleased to move the approval of Agenda Document 07-10.
Very good. Commissioner Weintraub has moved the adoption of Agenda Document 07-10. Discussion on the motion. Seeing none, all those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Madam Secretary, if you could record that Commissioner Weintraub's motion has been adopted by a vote of 5-0. Very good. The next item on our agenda involves future meeting dates. And, Mr. Vice Chairman, I see we have a late submitted document.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move suspension of our rules concerning the timely submission of documents so that we may consider Agenda Document 0711.
Very good. The Vice Chairman has so moved. Discussion on the motion? All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Madam Secretary, if you can indicate have the record indicate the Vice Chairman's motion has been adopted by a vote of 5-0. What we have here is a set of meeting dates for the executive and open sessions that continue on to the end of the month of June. And beyond that, I'm not sure much need be said.
Beyond their dragon's lay.
Well, barred by the rules of the agency from making a motion myself, I can say no more on that. I think the document speaks for itself, Mr. Vice Chairman.
I move approval of the proposed meeting dates.
The Vice Chairman has so moved. Discussion on the motion? All those in favor, please indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? Madam Secretary, the Vice Chairman's motion has been adopted by a vote of 5-0. I turn now to the Staff Director. Are there management or administrative matters to be discussed today?
No, Mr. Chairman.
Very good. With that, our meeting is adjourned.